Hi, Tim Roy for Warriors Radio. We're talking with the new general manager of the Golden State Warriors, and that is Bob Myers. And it's got a nice ring to it. And when you were hired, this was mentioned as something was going to happen. Did you expect it to happen this quickly?
You know, I didn't think about it in that terms, Tim. I thought it was a possibility, but I didn't want to get caught up in the timing of it. What I really wanted to focus on was helping Larry get this team to a place where we could compete and win. And I felt in the back of my mind, if Joe ever thought there was a day where I was deserving and the timing was right, that he would make that decision. So I tried to just focus on doing my job.
And talk about the responsibilities now, that as you watched Larry do his job over the course of the year, what have you learned about being a GM in this league?
Yeah, it's a difficult job. I think you learn that there's a lot of elements to it, more so than what a lot of people would think. It touches a lot of things. I think overall you're there to improve your team and work with your coach, work with your players, work with your staff. And I think as you go through it, you realize there's cycles. There's free agency where you're focused on acquiring talent, deciding how much they're worth. There's the trading deadline where you're examining that, and you pour so many hours into this job that you can't. It's so much more than just punching a clock. It's 4 a.m. waking up and thinking, should we trade this guy for that guy? and really, part of you is up in the middle of the night thinking, what am I doing thinking about this at 4 a.m? And then the other part of you is excited about it. And then the final part is the draft. So as you go through it in a leadership role, you need to focus on the task at hand, and the task changes. And the plan changes because it's a very fluid type of job. And so you wear a lot of hats, but ultimately you're there to lead and do the best that you can to get the team to be the best team it can be.
So, Bob, as you head into this offseason, it's an offseason right now that's uncertain. You won't know for a few weeks whether or not you have a pick in the top seven. You do have later on, you have a first-round pick via San Antonio, 2 second-round picks. What is your job going to be like over the next couple of months in getting ready for the draft?
There's so many scenarios, Tim. I mean, there are thousands. Is it just draft with your picks? Is it package your picks? Is it package your picks with another asset to try to acquire a player? There's countless ones. And what you do is over the next 2-3 months, you funnel it down into a manageable amount of scenarios. First, we need to find out what will happen with our potential first-round pick. We'll know that officially May 30th. Then, once that trigger occurs, it'll be about a month until the draft. And so you really solicit advice from your team, from your group. It'll be an interesting time because there's always different factions supporting different ways to go. But ultimately, you as a group, you get down to 2 or 3 scenarios and you say, these are our options. We can go A, B, C, A, B, or C. And this is when the dust settles, what A looks like, what B looks like, what C looks like. And you'll ultimately get there. It's a long process, but you'll get there where you prioritize, this is the way we want to go. And there's no exact science to it. There's a little bit of an art to it. But once you get there and you feel good about it, then the challenge is actually implementing it. So there's a ton of things that happen.
Just for the record, I believe that every lottery that Warriors PR man Raymond Ritter has gone to, we have never moved up. So just keep that in the back of your mind.
Well, this year knowing full well, we really are going to take a hard look at whether he accompanies me on that trip, because he. You know, some guys are lucky, and I don't know if Raymond's used it all up or he did something wrong. But
rumors of a great grandfather on the Titanic something.
Yeah, I mean, the guy is. but you know, look, I think everybody gets good luck at some point. So I hope if you do look at the history of our team, we haven't been blessed with a big jump in the lottery. So if it would happen this year, that'd be great.
As you look at this team right now, what are the most crucial needs of this team to move forward?
I have a natural affinity for rebounding. I think you have to rebound to win, and I think the best teams that do rebound usually are the winningest teams. So I would tell you that we have to become better at that. So whether it's through the draft or free agency, we have to rebound the ball. I'd also tell you that having length is very important. So there'll be areas we need to address. There's certainly a cost-benefit to every decision you make. But if we could become a better rebounding team, a tougher team, I think that'll help us in the future.
And as you look at this team heading into next year, and Warrior fans, as we know, have had a tough time of it over the last decade and change, if you were to tell them, hey, we're on the right track and we're headed toward the playoffs, why would you tell them that and what reasons would you give?
I would tell them that we have, in my opinion, one of the best centers in the NBA. We've shored up a position, not only physically but mentally. We have a smart player. We also have next to him a very smart, skilled player in David Lee. At the three, we've got great depth. We'd like to keep Brandon Rush. At the two, we have a young rookie who's growing before our eyes. And at the point guard, it's not a question of his ability, it's a question of his health. And we think we're taking all the necessary steps to get him right, and I believe he will get right, and we believe he will get right. So if you just line up that group, you have to feel confident that it's young, it's smart, it's a high character group, and it's a group that can be successful.
Talk a little bit about now you've been on the job, you've worked with Joe Lacob and the ownership group for the year. You know, what does that add to your level of excitement?
I can't put it in words, Tim. I'm thrilled. I think to have the backing of an owner like Joe Lacob, Peter Guber, and our ownership group, you can't ask for anything more. I think you really can't. If you're in a position where you're making decisions for an organization, you cannot ask for more support financially than they've given. So it's thrilling. All the tools to be successful are there. We don't feel like we're handicapped in any way. We've got a great city. We've got a great fan base. And everything's in place for this team to be successful. There's no reason why we shouldn't be.
Final question for you in this go-around. All of us dream about being an NBA player, taking shots in the driveway, and then we all get a little older and most of us don't make the league, and we all then automatically become general managers, whether it be of our favorite team or of every team around the NBA. Did you ever envision this day when you were getting shots up in the driveway or at Pauley Pavilion or wherever?
No, I didn't. I would tell you this. The thing I knew as a kid that I love basketball. I just love the game, and so to get a chance to work for the team that was my first exposure to the game on a professional level is beyond words, and it's not a dream I could have conceived, but I just love being around the game. It's I at any level, if I'm driving on the street and I pass a hoop on a driveway, I look and see if anybody's shooting, if there's a game on TV, if there's a high school game, college, pro, pickup, it's in my blood. So to be in this position and hoping to get this team going in the right direction is just, it is a dream come true, but one I was afraid to dream. It was a dream I didn't think I could ever realize.
Congratulations on the job and best of luck.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.